May the God of strength be with us in our hearts and minds and in this place always. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So there was an old farmer, and he was in his kitchen one night making a cup of tea. And it was nice and warm in the house, and he was watching a gentle snowfall outside, when suddenly he noticed a whole group of sparrows flitting around in the darkness through the snowflakes with no place to go and no place to keep them warm. And so he put on his boots and his jacket, and against the wind, he went out to the barn and opened the door, and then went back inside to finish making his tea. And he looked out the window and was astonished to see that the birds did not go into the barn. They were still flying around and the snowflakes were flying about, and he knew if they didn't find shelter, that they would die in the cold. And so he thought about it and he went back outside. And this time he decided to try to show them the way. So he flapped his arms and tried to pretend he was a bird and went into the barn and then came out and did it again and again, but the birds just scattered. They were afraid of him. So he went back in the house and watched from the window helplessly, thinking, oh, if only I could become a bird, only if I could be like one of them, then maybe, maybe if I went outside, they would be able to follow me into the safety and warmth of the barn. This is going to be a busy week for all of us. Thanksgiving is on Thursday, and then Advent begins next Sunday. We're marching forward at a harried pace, and our days are growing shorter and shorter as we become more and more desperate for more time. More time to do all of the things. What things we're not entirely sure of, but we just know there are so many of them that we need time. And so as we continue this march forward, today's gospel text brings us up short. We're marching towards the light of Christmas, but before we can even get to the season of preparation, we get a reading from Holy Week that is the beginning of the end of Jesus' life. That's not what we want to be thinking about today. This morning we hear Pontius Pilate questioning Jesus about his role in this scenario. What has brought him to trial? Are you the king of the Jews? Did something go wrong? Has Christmas been canceled this year? Or maybe it's just that the interim priest forgot and put the wrong text in again. Be not afraid. You are in the right place at the right time. We just need to make sure that we tell the whole story before we begin again next week at the beginning of a new church year. I like to imagine what would have happened if Jesus were being interrogated by Judge Judy instead of Pilate. Judy would have told Jesus to watch his smart mouth when he refused to answer the question. Instead, Jesus opts to turn things around on Pilate and ask him questions and interrogate him. When Jesus does decide to answer, he can't give a simple yes or no. He's Jesus, after all. We've heard his parables. Jesus ends up telling us that the kingdom is not of this world. And furthermore, Jesus was born into this world for the sole purpose of testifying to the truth. So what is this truth that Jesus is here to proclaim? I've spent a lot of time thinking about that this week, and our vestry tackled that question on Wednesday night before our meeting. I spent a lot of time trying to make it more complicated than it is. God is love. That's it. The truth that Jesus has come to proclaim is that simple and that complicated all at the same time. Simple because it's something that most anyone can understand, whether they're familiar with Christianity or not. a loving creator creating this place out of love. It's complicated because we live in a broken and hurting world that has equal measures of pain and beauty. We listen to all of the things going on and experience this hurt in our lives, yet we wake up and see a miraculous sunrise each day. How do we reconcile those two things? It's simple because every single one of us has an experience with love. We know what that feels like. We can personify that when we think about God. But it's complicated because if we believe in this all-loving God, it begs the question why ugliness and pain exists in the first place. In his sermon this week at Casa Santa Marta, Pope Francis said, "Today Jesus weeps because we have chosen the way of war, the way of hatred, the way of enmity. We are close to Christmas. There will be lights and parties, bright trees, even nativity scenes all decked out while the world continues to wage war. The world has not understood the way of peace. This year, Christmas will be a charade." Ouch. Those are harsh words. And with all due respect to the pontiff, I would like to disagree. Yes, the world is at war. Yes, terror has struck our hearts. And yes, we are infighting about basic human rights. But we also must say yes when asked if we profess to be followers of Christ. And in doing so, we profess to be followers of the truth. As followers of the truth of God's unending and unimaginable love, we are then ambassadors of that love and that truth. It is our calling to go into the dark corners of life and to share a light in the darkness. Today is Christ the King Sunday. You might think that that dates back to the early days of the church, but you would be wrong. Christ the King Sunday is a creation of the early 20th century. Do you remember what was happening in the early 20th century? The world was at war. It was the beginning of the end. There was no possible way to come back from that. There was too much hatred, too much strife. Everything was coming apart, and we couldn't celebrate. But on Christmas, the shots died down, and Silent Night was sung in various languages. Because there is light in the darkness, even in the darkest of times. If God is the farmer from the beginning of this sermon, he turns himself into that humble sparrow to save everyone from harm in the form of Jesus Christ. And we too must be willing to do the work of showing the way to safety and to warmth for those who can't see it for themselves. We must celebrate. We must light lights and put up a tree. On Thursday, we must bake a turkey. For those who desire to hurt others, we must shine a light. For those who are seeking refuge from the cold and dangerous places in this world, we must be the warmth of that barn. This, my friends, is the Christmas story. I said at the beginning of the service, we are always an Easter people, and that is why those eggs are appropriate. Well, if we are an Easter people, we are also a Christmas people, because without Christmas, there would be no Easter. And so we are called to spend this season, starting today, starting with remembering Christ as King, remembering that we are his light and his hands and his heart in this world. It's the Christmas story because we sing songs about the King of Kings who goes by another name that is the Prince of Peace. So prepare to celebrate. Shine a light in the darkness and share some of the warmth with those who are out in the cold. There are many ways that we can approach it in this season and beyond. There are things that we can do, and we talked about that last week. But there are also things that we have to do inside of ourselves to make room and to shine light and to prepare. And so when you turn on the news, when you read the paper, look for places to shine your light. Be the warmth, be the love, share the truth. We as a community are called to listen for the voice of God, to listen for that truth, and to find a way forward together. Jesus came to testify to the truth. God is love. And they'll know that we are Christians by our love. Amen.